Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 8:22. A lot of questions that have to be dealt with. David is here. David Lightman, our good friend from McClatchy Newspapers, McClatchyDC.com. Pretty busy here, buddy boy.
Yeah, wild week. Well, that's going to change, but yeah. Yeah, actually, after today, Congress is gone until April 29th.
Well, spring recess. Well, of course, a couple of things. Number one, you know, it's Mueller. Now it's Barr. These guys, I mean, first of all, there are a lot of people, and part of it is everybody's flying blind because they don't know really what's in the Mueller report. Correct?
Exactly. It's all rhetoric right now. Yeah, we figure Monday, Tuesday next week we should see that, if not sooner.
But wait a minute, they won't be there.
That's right.
Oh, no, not that.
Unless he releases this thing in the next 3 hours. Actually, the Senate's gone already. They left yesterday afternoon.
Oh, well, that's gonna upset a lot of people's plans because, you know, they wanted to demagogue this thing to death.
Yeah, well, I think they have the press releases ready.
Well, what's the deal with the Barr thing? I mean, you know, essentially what he's saying, and, you know, it's iffy. I mean, I'm not sure. But, you know, he was charging that maybe some officials in the Obama administration that were at the CIA elsewhere, FBI, wherever, were in fact kind of eavesdropping, let's say, on the Trump campaign. And there are a lot of people who are really upset. James Clapper is just apoplectic about this.
Right. Well, you know, boy, not to get into too far into the weeds.
No, it's not.
What is surveillance and what is spying?
Right.
And that's, you know, see, but the core of it, here's the problem, and I've been talking to a lot of Democrats this week, so I want to know, what do you think the political repercussions of this thing are? Because whatever happens, because so far there have been none.
Right.
And they all say, I got quotes filling the notebook saying, look, as much as we would love to use this, it is too confusing. The public is not sitting there trying to figure out the semantic difference between surveillance and spying.
True.
They care about health care, jobs, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly.
And that's the problem here.
You know, and a couple of things I do want to get to that's on your page, McClatchy, D.C. I do have to say one of my favorite clips, though, was Maxine Waters, who's on the finance. I guess she's chair, isn't
Chairman,
she?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's excoriating these banks, you know, for student loan debt.
Right.
And, you know, do you make loans? Well, no, because we haven't been able to since 2009. But, you know, stay on top of it, Maxine. We love you. Okay. Now, this is interesting, a piece you have. And, you know, first of all, and I mentioned this earlier, David's a native of Washington. I mean, he's born there. He's been covering Washington for any number of newspapers, including the Hartford Courant. Have you seen the campaign starting as early as it is now?
You know, I'm trying to think about that. Not to this degree. I mean, yeah, it started. I remember, gosh, 1988, and Jack, the day after the 86 election, Jack Kemp went to New Hampshire, you know. No, it's true. But not this. The intensity is what's different here.
I know.
I mean, look, the House just spent 100 days. I think today's the 100th day. And what did they? How many laws did they pass?
Okay? I can't think of one.
Right, but it's all messaging, right? They spent, last week, their highlight was passing a resolution, which does not have force of law, condemning Trump on health care. You know, what is that? I mean, it's all messaging, as they say, in the political world. So that's the difference, the intensity.
Relating to a story that you have on the website, Democrats running vets to flip red congressional districts, would you say, is it safe to say, you know, John Larson's a good friend of mine, he's on quite frequently, so is Joe Courtney. I see them as reasonably moderate guys. But, you know, I'm always thinking that they could get primaried because they are moderate guys.
Well, they're center-left, I would say.
Well, all right, yeah, but I think he's not foaming at the mouth, okay?
See, I see, it's funny, because I just talked to Larson and Courtney recently. I see them as pragmatic guys.
Okay, there you are. That's a good one.
And I think that's why they survive. They know their constituencies, they know their districts, and they're pragmatic. They do what works. This veterans thing, you might recall back, God, when was it, in the 90s when Chris Dodd was up for re-election, and they ran, either they were going to run or they ran an Iraq war veteran against them. Not Iraq, the Gulf War.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can't remember the guy's name.
I don't even remember.
He went on to become fairly successful politically, but, you know, Dodd buried him. And, you know, this guy, people respected him, they liked him, but, you know,
not
they
enough.
Saw Dodd, right, as a guy who got things done for them.
Well, you know what part of it is, and seriously, I was talking to Larson about this or somebody, and, you know, part of it is just constituent service.
Yeah.
And if you're really, you know, that was one of the things about Ted Kennedy. If even if you thoroughly disagreed with him, if you had a problem, you call his office, and, you know, he got back to you, and they got back to you, and they tried to address the problem. And I think a lot of our guys do it here.
Yeah, not only that. The Kennedy legacy, if you will, or Dodd or Kennelly or whatever, is locals first.
Yes.
Those guys, and Kennelly and the rest of Weicker, you name it, Chris Shays, they always made sure, not just the constituents, but the local media.
Right.
Okay. In other words, they didn't go leaking things to the Wall Street Journal. It was the Hartford Courant, the Stanford Advocate, that sort of thing.
Now they want to go national.
Yeah, they knew their constituency. I mean, I remember when Joe Lieberman ran against, I can't remember, he's the governor now, Lamont, in 06, right? And Lieberman was in big trouble.
Yeah.
I remember going around with Lieberman on a bus, and every stop, everybody knew this guy.
Right.
Everybody had an anecdote, and you thought, he's fine.
I know. Hey, you know, the other thing, speaking of constituent service, there have been complaints about OAC, the new It Girl, at least for some Democrats, and she's apparently terrible on constituent service. Or is that just a story that's out there?
Yeah, give her. I mean, she's only been in office 3 months,
okay.
So let's see what's what. A lot of people like the fact that she's lowered the salaries for her people. You know, she won't pay
her
big fat salaries that other people get, so... I'll give her time on that one. It's only 90 days.
Do you get to relax next week a little, or are you still grinding it out?
A little bit. Let's see. This Mueller report, I have a feeling, is going to explode on us next week.
Well, you go to McClatchy, D.C. as soon as it does, and you'll learn more than you probably thought you would. Thank you very much, David.
Pleasure. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
All right, great talking to you. That's David Lightman.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.